The challenge is to find effective means of continuing the methodology in the lower secondary school so that the skills developed in the CPEA can be further refined so as not to create a disconnect between the CPEA and CSEC. The CCSLC must now be fully embraced by more schools so that students can continue in the vein of preparing SBA projects and further refining their research skills. Given the fact that secondary school students are now the proud holders of Acer laptops and that their teachers have been trained massively in the integration of ICT into the curriculum, it is imperative that the instruction and assessment of students provide opportunities for appreciative inquiry, investigation, critical thinking, analysis, and the production of created works and the projects. It is the intention of the Ministry of Education to employ the CPEA methodology at all levels in the primary schools and to encourage a similar methodology in early childhood education. In this way, it is hoped that students will enjoy reading and solving problems at an earlier age, regulate themselves and their learning, and eventually achieve better outcomes in their educational pursuits. Education is a lifelong process which begins in the womb and ends in the tomb. I urge my remaining counterparts in the Windward Islands to join St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Grenada in implementing the CPEA. Anguilla and the Montserrat are also already on board. Students and their parents will thank you for taking that initiative.